Well, I just wanted to mention that it's a rather significant event, although it's later than your time scale, was the 1974 evaluation of the president. I believe the proceedings of that are in the Melville Library. But that was significant.
Evaluation of Johnny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think when in 78, when Maryland came after him, I think he found that process so offensive that he had subliminally decided that he wasn't going to sit still for that again.
Now, who came after him? Is that Boyer?
The Central Administration member of that committee was Jim Kelly.
I see.
Who I think would have been quite pleased to see it come out otherwise. But it was a Boyer innovation. Those periodic evaluations, and they were a catastrophically bad idea.
Yeah.
Prescription for frustrating the presidency. And of course, no help at all has witnessed that event, where I suspect that any number of people in Albany would have been delighted to see a different result. But they couldn't bring it up.
Who did the evaluating?
There was a committee. There are all sorts of inputs to it. There's a committee that Jim Kelly was the Central Administration representative. I was the representative of the University Administration. A woman named Estelle James was the representative of the faculty, an economist. And there was a student named Cherry Haskins. She was the president of policy that year. It's a rather interesting document.
Huh?
It's a rather interesting document.
Yeah.
It's kind of look at its worst.
Yeah.
But in terms of the history of the place, it's something that people should look at, because it very likely had significant consequences downstream when you were in the position of trying to keep him there. And I've already commented on the importance I attached to that event. Yeah. That's what it means. Okay. Well, thanks ever so much.
There you go, sir.
Thanks very much.